He said, when I die, don't take me back over there. He said, when I die, I want you to bury me down there. If you can't bury me down there, bury me behind the house, right on that oak tree out there. But he didn't want to go back to Saffold.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, one thing you don't have to worry about when you die. If love do not bury you, stink will. That was his motto.
You will get buried.
You will bury. He said, if love do not bury you, stink will bury you. That's what he said. Don't ever worry about no cemetery, no way where they're going to bury you. Just die. And if love, to, if nobody don't have love enough in their heart to bury you, stink will make them bury you, you know?
Oh, so I guess so.
That's what he said. That was his way of putting that. If love don't bury you, stink will.
Oh, man. Well, how about different terms people would have for when somebody dies? You know, they might have a more polite way to...
Well, the most of the croak was one of the, you know, one of the, and it's still in existence today. He croaked. He passed on. That was the most popular one. He expired. Crossed over. All that crossover. Those are the most popular ones.
Okay. What about, was there any place people might say was haunted?
Oh, yes. They had several areas, or even a place right down the street here that was, you would walk into at night. I don't know why. I don't ever remember walking through it in the day and felt it, but you get hot in that area. Everything warm. It's a warm spot. I don't know what caused it. But there were several areas that was considered haunted, you know, like even the church, them old church buildings. They you know, my granduncle have told me stories about him walking about a church at night and the door flying open and things like that. And he would run and holler. And my grandfather would tell me right at the dock down here where he'd go down in the night, someone would go down in the night and somebody would ruin a boat and no one's there. And things like that. Areas like that were, well, I wouldn't say naturally haunted, but, you know, unusual occurrence have taken place there.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, would they say it might be there?
Ghosts. They call it a ghost.
Yeah. Ever call them anything different besides that?
No.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
How about different terms for the devil?
Devil, Satan, what's the one else? I'm sure there are several terms, but it just won't come to me right now. But the man with the pitchfork, they call him a few terms like that. I can't think of any other. Probably won't come to me after a while, maybe. That's all I can think of right now.
Okay. For some different illnesses, like when you get in your joints, they hurt. What would they call that?
That's mean old arthritis. They used to call it rheumatism, and you know, that was the most popular term for the older folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on it was called arthritis. The rheumatism was anytime you hurt in your joint, you're nothing there but rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they started calling arthritis and them writers boys.
What?
The writers boys. You never heard of that?